Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. It's
brought to you by...
And now,
Twin Peaks and American Leak Detection.
Over the top,
thank you to...
The host and star
Twin Peaks.
Of the Snake Pit.
And American Leak Detection. All right. Let us welcome our brother-in-arms from your morning invasion and afternoon. It is Donovan Lewis.
Hardline. Can't remember the last time I've been up here with you guys.
Yeah.
Didn't think you guys loved me anymore.
What's the deal, man?
Well, when you refuse to come on with us, unless you're mad at us.
Yeah. Well, next time I need to hear from your producer to book me.
Good luck with
it's
that.
It's the only way that I'll show up.
Yeah, I had to book him this time.
It's unbelievable. So last week at training camp, we issued a controversial quiz, unbeknownst to us.
You remember training camp, Donnie?
I do. So much fun.
Yes. Rico Dowdle and Micah Parsons were the recipients of said quiz.
It was based on the year 1984. It's a long story why we chose that year, but just suffice it to say, that is the year we chose to see if any pop culture references made it into the brain pan of a Dallas Cowboy player who was, you know, between the age of 23 and 27 or something like that, which is where Rico Dowdle and Micah Parsons are.
Just an experiment.
There were many pop culture moments, some bigger than others, obviously, but both of those guys got two.
I think Micah got three. Rico got two.
Okay. All right.
Micah did have his uncle helping him, but we didn't count those answers.
Yeah. So you've not heard this yet.
I have not.
All right. And so we're going to give him to Donovan. And let me just say before we give this to Donovan.
Pre-say?
I don't even like, this is embarrassing because he'll answer these so fast it's not even funny.
Yeah, he's been around white people enough that he'll probably have no problem. Because these are fill in the blank and they're meant to be incredibly easy if you've ever heard of any of these things.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
All right. First, movies. The biggest movie of the year in 1984, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Blank.
Doom.
Okay. Music. Texas Trio with Long Beards. ZZ Blank.
Top.
Politics. The U.S. president who won his second term in 1984, Ronald Blank.
Reagan.
Excellent. Sports. The U.S. Olympic women's gymnastics hero in 1984, Mary Lou Blank.
Retton.
Doing fantastic, Donnie. Music. The title of Prince's number one single, When Blanks Cry.
Doves.
Can I call a timeout like that? They do in the home run derby?
Sure.
Because I'm tired.
Yeah. I need some Gatorade, a towel, or something like that. I'm working 30 hard.
30 seconds.
I'm working hard.
I've never seen you in such a
rhythm. Go to your happy place.
I know. Okay. Time in.
You're hitting it.
In The Karate Kid, when Johnny fights Daniel, he's instructed to sweep the blank.
Oh.
This was the one. This was the one that I questioned.
I have two answers in my head, and I feel I'm going to choose the wrong one. So I'll go for it and just say sweep the leg.
Yes.
Yeah!
And actually,
and somebody corrected me. It wasn't Johnny fighting Daniel. It was the Cobra Kai kid before Johnny.
Yeah.
Whatever. But doesn't matter. Sports. MVP of Super Bowl 18 who banged OJ's wife, Marcus Blank.
Allen.
TV, the good old boys never mean no harm on Dukes of Hazzard. Blank and blank Duke.
Bo and Luke.
Bonus question, their female cousin's name, blank Duke.
I don't know why you're so upset at Duke. Daisy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, movies. The name of the exchange student in 16 Candles, Long Duck Blank.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Long Duck Dong. And last question.
Does that ring a bell at all? Long Duck Dong?
Have you seen 16 Candles in a million years or at all?
I know I have, but yeah, I didn't recall that.
All right, last one. The title of Cyndi Lauper's debut single, Girls Just Wanna Have Blank.
fun.
All right. So he got 10 of 11 because we had the bonus question.
Yeah. Yeah.
An imperfect.
Nailed time. It.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed in the 16 candles.
Well, it's okay.
But you can't, can't win them all.
Now he has the benefit of being our same
right,
age.
I think
so he lived through the era.
That's way more age. And yeah, that's pretty easy. I think a lot of people would, our age, will get that.
Do you find that racially biased in any way?
No, I didn't think so.
I didn't think so either.
I mean, we brought up Marcus Allen.
Right?
Right?
And Prince.
And Prince.
Come on.
Well, that's one and a half.
And Long Duck Dong.
And Long Duck Dong.
Stop. So, but we did have a lot of pushback.
Stop playing the dong.
The dong gong. We did have a lot of pushback that it was culturally biased. It was ageist because,
definitely
but that
ageist.
that was the whole point of the experiment is any of this stuff, because these are very easy fill in the blank. It's like, if you've ever heard it, maybe it triggers that synapse in your brain, like ZZ Top. Is it Top? So the experiment was, has any of this survived? So a young person in their 20s has ever heard of it, regardless of race. It's more
right.
It has this stuff endured?
I will tell you this, though, if not for my time at the Bone, ZZ Top may have been a difficult answer. They just didn't play a lot on K104.
Sure.
So I probably
But they played on MTV all the time.
You saw video a million times. You were an MTV kid.
Yeah, I just waited for Thriller.
Over and over. Yeah,
every hour.
That's all I waited
every
for.
Hour.
That's all I wanted to see.
Okay, so you want to give us a culturally appropriate...
Well, it may be culturally biased to you guys.
Right, exactly.
Right.
But that's what we want.
It's
right.
To reverse the whip.
Yes. Yeah. And I did hear a lot of people saying that it was culturally biased. So I put together a list of 10 questions that I feel that everyone in the community will know. Like, it's not even a thought.
Yeah.
About them
from 1984.
From 1984.
Okay.
Should we buzz in to try and answer first or what?
Let's all be a team.
Okay. Well, we'll have a table talk and
yes.
an answer.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if you table talk it, you should get 10 out of 10. If you don't, I will be disappointed.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yep. Yes.
All right. Here's the first one. This is music. New Edition had a hit in 1984 called Mr. Blank Man.
Telephone.
Yep.
Yep.
Did you know that?
Yeah. Don't look at me that
I don't
way.
Like
Mr.
your
Telephone
yeah.
Man.
Mr. That's right.
Telephone Man, there's something wrong with my line. I call my baby's number. And it's,
I get a click every time. Okay, there you go.
We're not going to be shut out.
All right, here's the movie. Denzel Washington's second ever movie credit was in the 1984 Best Picture nominated movie, A Soldier's Blank.
A Soldier's Story?
A Soldier's Dong?
It's not A Soldier's Dong. It's A Soldier's Story.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
That is correct.
Thank you.
From TV, the wife,
show is dong.
The wife and mom on the Cosby Show's whole name was Blank Huxtable.
Claire.
Yep.
This is music. The Jackson 5 came to Texas Stadium in 1984 for the Blank Tour.
Victory.
Yep.
Boy, we're killing it. Dave is really driving this thing.
Well, Dave is driving it. You guys are kind of blinking over
that.
There.
What
sorry, I'll sit back.
No, please.
It's fun the Moonwalk Tour.
It's fun to have a ringer once in a while.
Here's music. Another music. I Need a Beat came out in 1984 by LL Cool J. That stands for Ladies Love Cool Blank.
James.
Yes, James.
Thank you.
With the another music question. With the help of Michael Jackson, Rockwell had a hit in 1984 titled Somebody's Watching Me.
I always feel like somebody's watching me. I don't have no privacy.
Ticket stop.
6 for 6.
Movie. Turbo and Ozone. They were characters in the 1984 movie Blank.
The
Turbo and Ozone.
The break-in?
Yeah, yes. It has to be.
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, because that's what year that movie came out. And I don't remember the characters' names, but it has to be.
Now, there were two hip-hop movies that came out that year.
The prequel to Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo?
Yeah.
Let's
go with Breakin'.
Yes. Yes.
That's it.
The original human beatbox is Doug E. Blank.
Fresh.
Fresh, yeah.
Mr. Drummond adopted two kids, Arnold and Blank.
Willis.
Willis, yeah.
What you talking about?
And the last one, Morris Day and blank.
The time.
There you go.
10 for 10?
10 for 10. Ah,
we are so black.
I have never felt blacker. What?
Just take the win. You don't have to be...
No, but now I will but if you gave those questions to Rico Dowdle and Micah Parsons,
would they get
like half.
They would know Breaking. They would not know the victory tour.
They would not know New Edition songs.
Well, I don't know.
I don't think they know Arnold and Willis. I think they know
the New Edition.
They wouldn't know Rockwell.
22-year-olds.
Yeah, but New Edition.
I think so.
Okay. Again, we're a year away.
Let's get David Moore to go ask them that at training camp and record it. He's our ranch reporter. He's the only one out there.
Let's put him to work. Yeah. Seriously.
Let's get something useful.
Now, I will put an asterisk on this and say, because it was told to me several times by Davey to make it easy.
Yeah.
And I had a couple of questions on here that I felt were...
Well, go ahead.
Well, don't you think his was easy,
Yeah, try and
though?
Stump us.
Well, ZZ blank...
Well, yeah, I mean, but again, it is for age us. Appropriate because
so
you guys are.
You're kicking this up to expert.
No,
level?
I don't have anything else. I made it easy. Okay.
No, I thought
you
said you had some leftover questions.
The one question I had was the group was Vanity Six, and then it turned to Blank Six. Who was the person that replaced Vanity in Vanity Six?
Sheila E.
That would have been
like,
my
is
guess.
It, was this a Prince Farm system?
Troy.
Apollonia might have got in on this.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Apollonia?
Apollonia 6. That's it.
Bingo.
That's right. Their hit song was Blank Shooter.
Straight Shooter.
Like Seaman.
Seaman?
Dave?
Like Sailors.
Oh,
like Sailors.
Oh,
like
they.
So they're shooting sailors.
They're attacking a boat.
Yeah, they're attacking a gunship.
Well, the song was Sex Shooter.
Ooh, he was close enough.
Shooting love in your direction.
We're going to give that to Dave. Point Dave.
I'm a sex shooter. Come and play with my affection.
Golly, your dad walked in on you listening to that going, no.
Dude, I wasn't listening, let me tell you that much. When he walked in on me.
Do you think, looking at your Apollonia poster.
Do you think Micah or Rico would know the names of the guys from New Edition?
No.
The only reason I say that, because...
From the song.
Right.
Ronnie, Bobby Ricky,
and Mike. Like, it's the... They're most Cooler Now. That's probably their first hit.
Cooler Now.
They didn't mention Johnny, though.
They didn't mention... Ooh, well, Johnny wasn't in it at that time.
Oh.
Ralph is the lead
Ralph,
singer.
Yeah.
Ralph is the one. Ralph.
What about you idiots in there? Did y'all know any of those?
Maybe three. Yeah, maybe four, maybe three.
That's what I thought, because y'all suck. You know why? Because y'all aren't black like us.
Well, no, it's because you guys aren't
We're old and black.
That's right.
Okay, I'm going to kick everybody's ass.
All right, so up next... We're going to...
We gave our kids.
Hear from our kids.
Our kids took the quiz. Next.
On Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
All right, Donovan Lewis joins us here, as he did for the last segment, because we're going to put a nice tidy bow on 1984. And if 26-year-old African-American football players had trouble with the quiz... Would 15-year-old and 19-year-old white boys have trouble with the quiz?
And before we get there, I did tweet this out because I had P1s wanting to give the quiz to their kids.
Yeah.
And so I have a smattering of results. P1 Matthew says his daughter got 8 right. I don't know how old she was. P1 Amy said her 15 and 16-year-old daughters scored 4 out of 10. P1 Mark said his 11-year-old got 3.
11?
Yeah.
Damn.
Another P1 said his 13-year-old got 5 out of 10. Let's see. Todd said his 18-year-old daughter got 5. His 14-year-old got 4.
So that's what we're talking about.
That's about the sweet spot is between 3 and 5.
Yeah, we're just...
Oh, 1 to 3.
You're
right.
We just want to know what broke through to the brain pans of the youth of America, whether they're 15 or whether they're 25. It's kind of all the same thing at that point. You're in the same generation if you're 15 or you're 25. So, you want to do, I don't care. Well, we'll do my kids
first. Yeah, well, mine's older, so it's less impressive, right?
But he's not. That's what we're just saying. It's the same thing.
Okay.
There's no difference. So,
who do you want first, Deej?
Make it Corby.
Okay. So I'm at a restaurant. You can hear the clanging in the background, with my two boys and
drinking with your sons.
Oh, we're just pounding drinks. It's unbelievable.
It's okay. You can drink when you're with your parents.
Yeah. Mom's not even here. Do you want a shot?
Well, one of you has to drive us home tonight.
Yeah. Whoa, Van. Ike's drunk now. All right. So, they're both at the restaurant, but this is a one man show for my 15-year-old Van.
Biggest movie of the year, Indiana Jones and the Temple of. This Texas band. It's all from the 80s, 1984, okay? This Texas. Yeah.
Oh, God, like you're going to get any of them.
Texas band, guitar band, they all have really long beards. And it's ZZ Blink.
The band?
The band is ZZ. What? ZZ Top.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Are you? Oh, that's.
He's definitely playing.
Ham is ruining everything.
What is he doing?
He's playing the Mexican jumping bean
Chuck
music.
Chuck E. Cheese or something?
It's hard enough to hear as it is.
Yeah, the audio already sucks.
Ham, what are you doing?
I thought that was the background music in the restaurant. Like, where are you?
How are they playing that same song in this restaurant?
Such a jerk.
Okay,
all right,
go on.
What? ZZ Top.
I don't know that.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
This U.S. president won his second term in 1984. Ronald Blank.
Reagan.
In women's gymnastics, the hero was Mary Lou Blank.
I know this. I just saw this on TV.
You did?
Yes, it was all on.
Mary Lou Retton.
I would never guess that.
All right. Music, the title of Prince's number one single, When Blanks Cry.
When Birds Cry?
Very close. It is a bird.
When Doves Cry?
When Doves Cry, yeah.
All right, pause it there.
I would give him that one.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That is good.
When Birds Cry, and then he corrects himself to When Doves Cry. Okay.
The Karate Kid. When Johnny fights Daniel, he is instructed to, quote, sweep the
leg. I've been watching a lot of Cobra Kai.
What was that?
The MVP of the night.
He said sweep the leg, and then he said I've been
watching Cobra Kai.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Corby, did you have to keep eating chips while all this was happening? It sounds
again,
like
that's Ham.
Yeah,
raising
Ham.
The flag.
It's Ham.
The MVP of the 1984 Super Bowl.
Joe Montana.
Close. His name is Marcus Blank.
Mariota.
Not Mariota.
Marcus.
Allen.
You left out the OJ part.
Is he white?
No.
I feel like Joe Montana was white, such white, a better white. Guest than
you. No, good.
Is that what most people would guess? Joe Montana?
The Dukes of Hazzard.
I know that.
Can you name the two main characters in The Dukes of Hazzard? Their cousins. Blank.
Oh, that's a movie.
Yeah. Bo and Luke. And then their cousin is a girl.
Yeah.
And she has jeans named after her. Her name is
Denim?
Is actually jean shorts. Real short. What are they called? Blank Dukes.
Wait. Oh, they're jean shorts named after
her. Yeah. Because she wore them. Daisy Dukes. Y'all never heard of Daisy Dukes? The name of the exchange student in 16 Candles.
No, we were just...
Long Duck what?
Long Duck Dong?
Dong.
Do you guys put that on there?
Yeah.
Did anybody know it?
No. Music title of Cyndi Lauper's debut single, Girls Just Wanna Have Blank.
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun.
Yeah.
I'm a legend.
So that was, I'm a legend. So I believe.
He lacks with confidence.
Yeah, I believe 5 or 6, depending on how you score it.